HiBridge, a division of Recorded Books, presents Tom Paine's Iron Bridge, Building a United States, by Edward G. Gray. Read by Tom Perkins. The mechanic should sit down among levers, screws, wedges, wheels, etc., like a poet among the letters of the alphabet, considering them as the exhibition of his thoughts in which a new arrangement transmits a new idea to the world. Robert Fulton, A Treatise on the Improvement of Canal Navigation, 1796. Author's Note: On Architects and Engineers. In keeping with the age in which Paine lived, I have elected to refer to him and his fellow bridge builders as architects, and to refer to their bridge-making activities as architectural activities. The terms architect and engineer now denote two distinct, though related, provinces of knowledge. The architect tends to be responsible for form, for aesthetic choices, for the parts of buildings we take note of. The engineer tends to be associated with the parts we do not see, the underlying skeletons of skyscrapers, or the trusses that hold up a stadium roof. It is the architect who designs the structure, the engineer who makes it stand. In the 18th century, this distinction did not exist. Those who imagined buildings also accounted for their structural worthiness. Indeed, in many cases, they also built the buildings. Much that we would now leave to architects and engineers was done by carpenters, bricklayers, and stonemasons. A combination of experience, intuition, and widely available builders' handbooks guided their aesthetic and structural choices.